Creating a device for the text messaging market is becoming increasingly more and more competitive. There are devices out there that sport QWERTY keyboards to make it really easy for the users to type away messages. The LG Neon sports unique features that might set it apart from other devices like the LG Xenon. But does it have the functionality and quick interface to make it a proven functional device? At first glance, the Neon will garner some comparisons with the recently released LG Xenon. Now that device is a little bit more full feature thanks to its touchscreen and in-depth user interface, where the Neon is a little bit more simplistic and not as overly complicated as that. Now the Xenon has almost a cheap feel to it. That's because of the plastic material that they use for the body of the phone. It has a really good contrast with the pastel colors, the blue and the gray. But when you hold it in your hand, it doesn't add too much weight thanks to the material that they use. It's also slightly thicker than the LG Xenon. We didn't have a problem when placing it in your hand, and it feels quite natural. Now in the front, you have your directional pad, the middle button being the selection key. They're all slightly raised. We had a little bit of a hard time pressing the middle button and found ourselves always pressing either the up or down button whenever we tried pressing it. On the left-hand side, you have your volume rocker and also dedicated camera button. And on the other side, you have your micro SD card slot and also proprietary USB charging port. The 2-megapixel camera can be found on the back with self-portrait mirror. And finally, when you press the button on top here, it'll remove the back cover and reveal the battery and also SIM card slot. You can access the QWERTY by moving the screen from right to left. Now they use the buttons are circular in shape, somewhat tactile feel to it. Now it's somewhat spaced out as well. We didn't have too much of a problem typing away and found ourselves rarely making mistakes. The only annoyance that we had with the QWERTY was the fact that whenever you ended a sentence with a period, you obviously have to press the function key and then hit the period. But when you start up a new sentence with a capital letter, you have to press the function again to get out of the symbol mode. Now the software used on the LG Neon is pretty simple and basic. It's nothing as overly complicated like what we saw on the LG Xenon. It uses the same one, pretty much the same interface that's found on the Magnet and Pantex Slate, except for the fact that it's a little bit more animated and looks a lot better. For example, the screen that you have on here, the home screen, has an animated wallpaper rather than just a stationary one. Small things like that, and also the main menu. When you move around the icons, there's an associated animation with it, which gives it a nice look. As far as the messaging features, it's kind of the same mold that we've seen with other basic QWERTY devices. The IM application will allow you to use either AIM, Windows Live Messenger, or Yahoo Messenger, but you can only be on one at any given time. You can't load up more than one. Messaging is pretty simple. You have either text messaging, MMS, or SMS. There are some preset templates you could use for text messages, but it's pretty simple, and typing was a breeze with the QWERTY. And the mobile email program will only load up in landscape view, so you got to flip open the keyboard. Now, it's the same one that we've been accustomed to seeing where some popular providers are listed. But if yours isn't on there, unfortunately, you won't be able to use it, which is quite a little bit of a bummer, seeing that this is the same exact interface that we're looking in terms of messaging when compared to other devices. The music player is slightly revamped. The only difference between this and the ones we've seen previously in similar devices is the fact that it has a bar equalizer animation on the software itself. It just gives it a good look and something different. Some other neat small touches you'll find on the Neon is the fact that the way you view your photos on the phone. For example, the one you're looking at here is a 3D view of the photos that we've taken. Now you could scroll through the photos, which give you almost a thumbnail view as you're scrolling through each shot. It's great and nifty looking, but does take a long time to load up. If you prefer a faster option, you could just choose the overall thumbnail view to do a list view and scroll a lot faster. Playing videos on the Neon is a little bit of a daunting task. It seems as though it doesn't support as many formats. Additionally, it feels a little bit choppy and laggy at times. Not the best experience. It'll work, but we just don't recommend viewing it on this device. We're still scratching our heads as to how the Pantex Slate is able to load up complex websites like ours on that device. Where on a Neon, mobile sites like this one, the MediaNet homepage, will load up pretty quick, and scrolling can be accomplished by using the D-pad or volume rocker. But when trying to load up complex websites like ours, the only message that you get is that the content is too large, and fortunately it won't even load up. We just wish that this problem is corrected with all devices going forward. As we stated earlier, the only time you could use the screen to touch the screen is when you're trying to dial a phone number. You could accomplish that by pressing the dedicated button on the front. It's pretty accurate, and there's also vibration accompanying every touch. We're still wondering why LG decided not to really utilize the touchscreen more with the software and only for just dialing. Using the Neon to make phone calls yielded a poor experience overall. Voices just sounded low and just hollow as well. It sometimes sounded as if they were muffled. It made it even more difficult when you place the volume at the highest setting. Same goes with the speakerphone quality. Even when trying to play music, it just sounded crackly and just didn't have enough power to it. Luckily, as far as battery life goes, we managed to get the solid 6 days use before the battery was completely depleted. Now, the Neon has the potential of being a very well-rounded device. It's great that it has a refreshed look to it, also with the interface and the design. The use of the QWERTY keyboard kind of helps you when typing up messages, but overall, the functionality for the messaging features is poorly executed, and users may look elsewhere to find something more suitable for them.